you've trained to be an astronaut. I think you've recently gone through astronaut training. What can you give us all an idea of what that's like?
Yeah, I was very fortunate to be invited to be in the first class of scientist astronauts that recently was trained for potential flight on these new private spacecraft that are starting up. You've heard of Virgin Galactic, and then there's a couple of competitor companies that are not as public that are starting up, and they're going to be taking tourists into space if all goes well starting next year. And the idea is, well, if there's going to be all these new space flights, if there's going to be this whole new program of space flight to take tourists up, why not send scientists and educators up as well? And a group of us have been pushing that, and we've actually managed to convince the industry that it's actually a good idea and that they are planning on having a research and education components of these flights. And to sort of demonstrate the seriousness of that, they trained a group of a dozen of us just a couple months ago. We went through training to be qualified to go up on these flights once they start up. And it was quite an experience going through the training. You know, we did this this altitude decompression training where they put you in a chamber and they take the oxygen out of the room so you get to experience the effects of hypoxia and anoxia and see what it does to your brain and try to perform functions with not enough oxygen. And that was challenging and exciting. And then but the real the most exciting part really was the centrifuge training where they spun us up in a big centrifuge and they put us up to 6 G's and, you got to experience what that kind of acceleration is like. And,
wow.
You know, I'm not going to lie, it was a little bit scary at first, but then, it was ultimately very thrilling to realize that, that it's not that hard to withstand that. There's a few tricks you have to learn that they teach you. The trainers are very good and there's things you have to do with your body to kind of keep the blood flow going to your brain so you don't pass out. But once you learn how to do those things, it's really not that hard, and you realize that any person in reasonably good physical health can withstand that and will, in fact, be able to participate in space flight.
For long periods, Doctor?
No, the acceleration is
No. I meant that to ask if human beings can withstand the environment of space for long periods.
Oh, I see what you mean. Not just the rigors of launch, but the actual inhabitation in space for long periods of time.
Right.
That's a challenge, and I think we're still learning about that. You know, there are some problems that seem to crop up when people are put into space for long periods of time. And, let's face it, we're evolved and bred and adapted to an environment with 1G gravity and without the radiation environment of space. And there's some challenges. You know, people experience bone loss and, bone density loss. And, and radiation is a serious challenge. But my view is that in the long run, with technology, we'll be able to solve those problems if we want to live in space. You know, our medical technology, like our other technology, is still in its infancy. But, we're just beginning to really study the effects of the space environment on human beings. And, I think we'll figure it out. We'll figure out how to solve those problems and if we want to live in space, we'll figure out how to do it.
You think so? I've always wondered. There are people who make an argument that we never went to the moon. It was all staged. I personally think we did go, but there's a point of that I've never been able to reconcile, and that's the Van Allen belt. To any serious, even go to the moon, you've got to go through the Van Allen belt, and I don't know how we did that. I mean, you really should get a lethal dose of radiation when you do that, and I think the covering for the spacecraft was not sufficient to protect one from the Van Allen belt. And I've always wondered about the dosimeter readings that the astronauts who went to the moon experienced. What sort of dosimeter readings they really had, and I've never been able to find that. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, first of all, I'm quite certain that people did go to the moon. I mean, I've met several of the astronauts and spent time with them. And, you know, it's like there's a lot of logical arguments of, you know, that one can make, and I buy those arguments. But to me, the most compelling thing is knowing some of these human beings and just knowing their character and experiencing firsthand. And, you know, these guys are not participants in some massive hoax. I just, you know, I believe that very strongly from that personal experience. But as far as the radiation risk and the Van Allen belts, I think that that people do get harmful doses of radiation in space. I don't think that it's fatal passing through the Van Allen belts briefly. I think it's not a. There are certain altitudes where there is a lot of radiation where you wouldn't want to hang out and spend a lot of time. But if you travel through these altitudes briefly, you can survive. You may get doses of radiation where that would affect your. I don't think. I wouldn't advise somebody pregnant to do that. I would advise people to maybe have their kids or store away some of their seeds, if you will, before they go up, if they want to reproduce. I don't think that it's necessary. You know, there are some serious risks that we haven't fully figured out how to counter, but it's quite clear that people can go into space and survive. And I think that as we study these risks and learn, our knowledge of biomedicine and of the physical environment of space increases, which it will, we'll get better and better at making it more safe.